When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show. Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, noon hour straight ahead. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle, just a couple minutes away. We'll let you hear from Kirk Cousins. Spoke with the media yesterday about being moved to the bench. We'll get to some college football conversation in 20 minutes as well. College football playoff starts tomorrow
night. Yeah, man.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Indiana and Notre Dame.
Yeah.
At Notre Dame. And then you got three good ones on Saturday as well. So we'll get there. Some other college football news as well about guys transferring and winning court cases and all kinds of stuff like that. And then Falcons defensive line coach Jay Rogers is going to join us at 12:40. Find out if he can tell us what's changed since the bye. Because they've been getting to the quarterback.
They really, really have. And you were telling me, and I saw it, but I didn't know what it was. We were out in Vegas. I know that Devin out there, he sent his – they have – what did you call it? Like a listening award?
Oh, yeah. Like the Odyssey app. If you've been listening to – or whatever you've been listening to on the Odyssey app. Like the end of the year stats.
Okay.
Basically tell you what you've listened to most and all that kind of stuff. So we've been getting a lot of screenshots from listeners being like, hey, I'm a top five listener to 92.9 The Game.
Uh-huh.
I've listened to – thousands of hours of 90, which is amazing.
Love it.
And somebody had this great idea. We can't do it this year, but maybe it's something we could think about for next year. Maybe like if you're a top five listener, then yeah, I don't know. You enter into a contest. We print you up like a certificate, like a real certificate or something.
Yes.
Or I don't know. Abe comes to your house and like shakes your hand or something like that. I don't know.
Dude, do you remember?
I'm workshopping it.
What was that one time when it was? I know it was something with the listeners because we had somebody come in and play Sports Jeopardy who I mopped the floor with. Remember one of our first shows we did? Well, our first year. And every show had somebody on their show or something. And we played Sports Jeopardy. God, who's that kid's name? I mopped the floor with him. You remember what I'm talking about?
No. Refresh my memory. Was he a listener?
Yeah, he was a listener. We gave listeners opportunities to come on each show.
Okay.
And somebody came on the morning show. Somebody came on our show and did Sports Jeopardy against me, and I mopped the floor with him. And then Duke Sabell did something with a listener.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I have a vague recollection of doing some of that. I have no doubt that you mopped the floor with him.
I mopped the floor with him.
Obviously, you did.
Some old young whip behind the ear, with the snapper.
Yeah, probably doesn't know anything, you know.
Yeah,
doesn't know what's good for him.
His feet were swinging when he sat down.
How's he going to know any Sports Jeopardy? Doesn't even know what's good for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't know which way the wind's blowing.
Yeah.
I don't remember that, but that's a good idea to do again.
What?
I don't know, man. My memory's not as good as it used to be.
I'm the one that got hit in the head all them damn years.
It's true.
Even I remember that.
I know. Well, you have a way better memory than me. You remember all kinds of stuff. Like, you have you got a photographic memory or something like that.
Yes.
For certain things,
yes.
I think.
Not names.
Me either. And I used to be, I don't know what it is.
But think about, but see,
I have a great memory for certain things,
too. Yes, because you're a first and last name guy.
If I went to school with you from kindergarten to 12th grade.
Yes.
I probably remember your first and last name
and
weird detail about you.
Yeah. I don't remember none of my friends' name from elementary school. Again, a lot of hits.
A lot of hits, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I only ever had two concussions. I got one in high school soccer, and I got one snowboarding. Hit my head so hard snowboarding that I got a concussion.
Damn, dog.
Yeah, it was pretty painful.
Damn.
But only two. So I don't think that's my excuse.
Okay, no, it's not yours.
I don't know what it is.
Multiple over here.
Memory's fading.
Yeah. That's all right. That comes with age.
Comes with age.
Yeah, that comes with age.
Comes with age.
It's the seasoning.
Exactly right.
Yeah, seasoning.
And I can get away with it a little bit better now, too. Do you remember that?
Mm-mm.
I don't. I don't. 40 now. Sorry. All right. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. NFL no huddle every day to kick off the noon hour. Week 16 starts tonight. Broncos and Chargers, Thursday night football. That'll actually be on WAOK tonight because the Hawks take on the San Antonio Spurs. Pregame at 9. Tip-off at 9:30 from San Antonio for that one. But a good way to start the week. Obviously, we're all looking forward to the Falcons game on Sunday against the Giants right here in Atlanta. Now, look, the game was big either way.
Yes.
But now you're about to see the debut of your first-round draft pick quarterback.
Yes.
The Giants aren't good.
They're horrible.
I know we did this all Monday.
They are horrible.
And we were right.
We were right.
Now, it ultimately almost didn't matter.
Yes.
But we were right. The Giants might actually be worse than
the Raiders. Yes, they are horrible.
Like, they're an awful football team. So a great place to start for your first start for Michael Penix. And it sounds like they're going to open things up a little bit.
Well, I know. We just saw the clip on Twitter. Bo got the clip for me. Listen to Zach Robson talk about what they're going to do in offense.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. You know, we felt great with Kirk as well. You know, it just obviously Mike's got some different skill sets that you can activate as well. But, you know, whatever he's done at Washington and what we've seen out on the practice field, how it fits within our offense, we'll definitely activate that this week.
It's going to be different.
Yeah.
It's going to be different.
That's a nice way of saying he's got a much better arm than Kirk Cousins.
And he can move a lot better than Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be different. Ball's going to come out a lot different as far as, you know, his velocity and all those different things. They are going to take some shots. They're going to probably utilize Moody, how fast he is, utilize Kyle's downfield speed and all those different things, hopefully, and get him activated. But it's going to start with Selma, though. Because Bijan is running his ass off.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to start with him. We all know that and everything. And then the way he's running that play action over the top, it's going to be there. It's going to be some one-on-one matches for these receivers on the outside.
Play action, you say?
Yeah, it's going to be some play action. It's going to be some big shots for him and everything like that. And I know I heard Mike B talking about it. When the hell was it? Yesterday. And I think he might tweet or whatever. It's going to be different because Caleb McGarry is now the blind side protector.
Yes, he is.
So expect a lot of Charlie Warner over there. Expect a lot of Charlie Warner. Because you know who that other guy, you know who that guy's that's going to be rushing over him?
Burns?
Yeah.
Brian Dan Burns. That guy's a good player, man.
Yeah.
He's a really good. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. That's the thing about the Giants. As bad as they are and as good of a – you got a home game against one of the worst teams in the NFL. That's a nice place to make your NFL debut. The one thing they do have is dudes on that D-line.
Man.
They are a talented team on the D-line. They got some guys that can make your life really hard. And, yes, now Caleb McGarry is responsible for protecting the blind side of your franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
All right?
Yep.
Okay.
That's what's going to happen.
Better do it.
You better help him.
We'll have a little school pride.
Yeah.
A little Washington pride.
That'll
motivate him. No, they were never teammates. But that'll motivate him. He's a Washington guy.
Yeah.
That's why he hasn't been pass blocking.
Oh, yeah.
Mariota was an Oregon guy.
I'm not.
Right, I'm going to let you get around me and hit the Oregon guy in the face. I don't know where Heineke went to college. Where'd Heineke go to college? It doesn't matter. It's unimportant. Anyway, here's Kirk Cousins talking about just sort of what led to all of this in the season. And he said it's not mental.
I didn't forget how to play quarterback. You know, certainly the turnovers were not what you want. But I didn't forget how to play.
I don't think you forgot to play.
No, I don't either.
No, I don't think you forgot to play, Kurt. I just think that you were playing bad. No, I know you were just playing bad. And so do you. And I still just got to think. I've never seen it. That's why I said something has to be physically wrong with him.
It has to be. There's no other explanation.
He's played too much damn football to have the bonehead.
There's no other explanation.
Yeah.
Something happened, and he just can't do it at the level he could a month and a half ago. It's crazy. I've never seen it before, but it has to be what it is. It's probably more of a conversation for later, but it's fresh and still it's kind of on my mind. What do you think his future looks like?
Who?
Kirk Cousins.
Somebody's going to give him a shot.
Like, somebody's going to give him a shot, right?
Yeah, somebody's going to give him a shot.
Somebody will make the argument that he'll be fresher a year after the Achilles injury because everyone's always better the second year than the first year. Aaron Rodgers made that argument about him and Cousins yesterday.
Yeah, and they love – and a lot – like, the whoever was in Washington with them – and like six of them are head coaches now, they all love them.
Yeah.
They all love them. So – the biggest thing with the Falcons' situation with Kurt is they got to find somebody to take this money off. And nobody's going to do it.
No, you're not going to be
able to. Yeah, nobody's going to do it.
You're not going to be able to do that.
Yeah, nobody's going to do that.
So he's going to be cheap wherever he goes.
Exactly.
So definitely somebody's going to take.
Look at that Russ.
Yeah, right.
Somewhere like Russell Wilson.
Yep. Now, hopefully that's what happens here.
Yeah.
Because they don't care about that anymore.
Mm-mm.
Bo Nix playing great.
Yes, he is.
Like he's a rookie of the year candidate.
Yes, he is.
I haven't heard anybody talk about that Russell Wilson cap hit all season because Bo Nix. Same thing here. No one's going to care about Kirk Cousins' cap hit if Michael Penix balls out.
Nope.
Doesn't matter. Michael Penix just has to ball out. Hopefully he does.
Biggest thing.
Hopefully he does starting on Sunday. Here's Brian Baldinger talking about another quarterback situation in the league, maybe even one that Kirk Cousins could factor into in the offseason, talking about Purdy and Darnold.
I'd say I'd go flip him for Sam Darnold right now. Let's just think about Sam for a second. He sat there as a backup all year. He learned what a first-class franchise, game planning, how to build a team. Like he saw that for the first time in his life. Now you can Kevin O'Connell, who's an elite play caller, with a very, very good offense that has a real style to it, and he's flourishing. He's a bigger, stronger, more athletic, I don't know, but he's bigger, stronger than what Brock is. Like, or can you play with both of them at a modicum of salary and afford both and, I don't know, have a competition?
What's he talking about?
Yeah.
They're not trading Sam Darnold for Brock Purdy.
Yeah, man.
Nobody's doing that.
Yeah, nobody's doing that. But, I mean, because Brock has one more year on his rookie deal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
After this year.
They have to make a decision as to whether or not to pay him.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have to.
They don't have to. They don't have to.
He'd probably have some feelings about that if they didn't. Because normally this is when you pay a guy,
yes.
You know?
Yeah.
If he's a rookie and he's going to be your guy.
Yeah. He ain't played well this year. He's been okay.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to blame a guy who's all of his weapons have been hurt
but
all year.
But they're about to blow this all up because Trent Dunn. I think Trent.
Yeah, Trent Williams.
I think Trent is going to go ahead and retire. They're getting rid of Debo.
Yeah.
They're getting rid of Debo.
Hasn't had a good year anyway.
Yeah. And then you look at all the money on the defensive side of football. Yeah, I mean – so a lot of people got to go to get Brock all that bread.
Right.
Because if I'm Brock Purdy, I don't take you out to a damn Super Bowl.
Yeah,
what do you mean? I don't want Baker Mayfield's contract.
Yeah.
I don't want Baker Mayfield's contract.
That's okay. That's how you feel about me?
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I guess in that case, maybe he would play one more year and try to prove it and then hit the open market. I don't know. But they could just franchise him at that point, too. I don't know. Sam Darnold has played his way into a big money contract, though. Somebody's going to pay him. Whether it's Minnesota or somebody else, somebody's going to pay Sam Darnold. And then maybe that's where Kirk Cousins factors into it. Maybe he's a backup in San Francisco. Is he a backup now? Like, probably a backup now. I don't know.
Probably.
Going to next year? I mean, the Browns, I guess.
I'm telling you like
this. Going to next year with Cousins as their starter.
I'm gone.
Titans.
I'm going to sit my ass down. I'm going to enjoy my wife and my kids with $300-something million.
If I'm not a starting quarterback in the NFL and I've looked the way that I've looked, Kirk Cousins made more money than any not just quarterback, but quarterbacks make the most. He's made more money than any player in the NFL since 2016.
Mm-hmm.
He's made $291 million since 2016.
Mm-hmm. And going to add another 40 to it.
That'll buy some nice vacations.
Hell yeah, it will.
Yeah.
And we can bring a damn tutor. We ain't coming back.
Yeah, we can go do whatever we want.
Bring us a damn tutor and some e-books.
We can go live on a boat.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be a
cookout.
Boat.
Huh?
You can go buy a cookout.
Yeah, oh, he does like cookout.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm going to chill. But I think somebody will give him an opportunity. I think so too. I like Brian Callahan. You know, he was very upset that somebody called his team soft. It was a great response to it, though. It was an awesome response.
It was.
Because I like what he said. I bet y'all won't go in there and tell them that.
Yeah, it was. Because I don't.
Get your damn head beat in.
Who are these people that get off saying, like, an NFL player is soft? Like, they might not be good.
Yeah.
They might not be good. Yeah. They might not be playing well. Soft, though? Like, I wouldn't say it. Maybe if you played, you could say it, but I'm soft.
Yeah, man.
I'm talking into a microphone with a fleece vest on, okay? You know what I mean? Every time I take my headphones off, I make sure my hair still looks okay.
It's
a good hair day.
Yeah, man.
Now we're looking good today. Soft. I'm soft. Okay?
Ain't soft, man.
I mean, I'm not.
Dude,
but
you got some characteristics about you.
But
that
I'm
you
not gonna.
You got some. You ain't no.
No, I'm not.
You ain't no killer, but don't push you.
I'm not. But I'm also not gonna call some linebacker in the NFL soft.
Oh, I know. You know what I mean? You ain't soft, dog.
These guys are soft.
You ain't soft.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, you built like blue chew.
Yeah.
You ain't soft. Feel like blue chew.
These guys are soft. I don't think they're soft. They're just not very good. Not very good. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to a college football corner. College football playoff starts tomorrow. starts tomorrow against Indiana and Notre Dame, who play in the same state and have played twice since 1958.
Unbelievable.
How's that possible?
Unbelievable.
How's that possible? We'll get into that coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, 20 minutes away from Jay Rogers, the Atlanta Falcons defensive line coach. Going to join the show, talk about that unit. Also talk about that quarterback they've been going up against in practice, who's now going to be the starter.
Yeah, man.
What he does to make a defense's life more difficult. Hey, shout out to Casey in Covington.
There you go.
And John in Kennesaw. They were callers 5 and 6. They're both going to go see the Zach Brown Band on New Year's Eve at State Farm Arena, courtesy of Andy and Randy. So thank you for listening.
Congratulations.
And also you're welcome.
Congratulations. Now, did you read, because I know Bo brought up the whole Woody Johnson. It's more stuff in there.
Yeah, it's a whole long
like,
story.
It's a whole story about the dysfunction of that place.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Some of the stuff, just like, go be the ambassador.
Is that again?
I'm sure
it's a big job.
I know. I'm sure they're like, go take your ass back.
Like we were just saying about Kirk, just go buy a yacht and just go be on it.
Go do something, man.
Just go enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Go do something, man. Start wearing that damn hat.
Get a different one. Yeah. The one that fits right.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Rich guys wear hats weird, though.
But I think, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. There's like this weird, like, they'll put like a... like a sport coat on and maybe like a button up, not even a tie, but just like the top button unbuttoned,
yes,
to go to a sporting event. And then they'll just throw a hat on that doesn't quite fit and kind of sits weird.
It's a pretty bad look.
It's a bad look.
It's a pretty bad look.
It's a bad look.
I love how Jerry Jeudy tweeted out, I blame Ocho Cinco. So great.
What did Ocho Cinco have to do
with it? He does the batting ratings. He's in charge. Like, he's one of the people that does the batting ratings.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
He said, I blame. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, aren't you kind of happy you don't play for the Jets?
I would think so.
I guess he does play for the
Browns. He plays for the Browns.
Yeah. So that's kind of one of the other places.
He plays for the damn Browns.
Really,
he's playing well.
He is playing well.
Yeah, he's playing well. Yep. He's playing well. I wonder if he says something to Steve, though. Nah. Because Steve Smith got issues.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, Steve Smith got. Yeah, Steve Smith, like, he's the wrong little dude to mess with.
Nope. That's one of those guys that's should be on your list.
Yeah, because he was on that time that he said something about Jerry. Jerry was like in the background of Steve's shot when Steve was on camera. I know Steve was like, all right, come on over here. Come on over here. All right, come on over here. Let me fold you up. Because, that wouldn't be pretty for Jerry.
Yeah, I wouldn't say
but that. But he's playing well. And the Jets, they just are, I mean, they got to completely, because they got a lot of good players. They got to completely blow that up, man.
I do always, when stories like this come out now, and they're... because, okay, so Woody Johnson looks bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Aaron Rodgers kind of looked good in it. So I'm always a little bit... cautious of, like, why, you know? Who wrote this? Who gave the information out? Why'd they write it now? Why? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, because the Jets have been a bad organization for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like there's, like, a news flash that Woody Johnson might be incompetent. Maybe they just got the information right now, so they released it. But it also, Aaron Rodgers is trying to do a little bit of an image cleanup.
Oh, yeah.
So he can try to get a job next year.
Yeah.
Either keep that one or get a different one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's really changing his tone a little bit.
Remember when he was on Hard Knocks and he was buddy-buddy friends with everybody? Mm-hmm. And it was like, man, that'd be a different light into who Aaron is.
Yeah.
No, that was just him pretending.
Yes.
That was him pretending for 3 weeks because he was on camera.
Yeah,
and that's what he's doing now. He's trying to do a little image rehab so he can either get the money from the Jets or he can go someplace else and get it too. He's starting to do that little will-I-won't-I thing, though. I'm going to take some time at the end of the season make my decision. Don't. Just go away.
Go.
You're good. Again, a lot of money made. You're not the guy you used to be. Buy a boat and go float around in it.
Yeah, man. I need to buy a boat and float around. That should be the new motto right there.
If we're tired of people, let's just advise them to buy it. Now, we're not tired of Kirk. We're just saying Kirk's made a lot of money. He's got nothing to prove. If he decided to walk away from the NFL at the end of the season, he's got plenty of it to go buy a boat to float around
man,
on.
Just chill out, dog. Just chill out, man. But he's, I think both will get an opportunity now.
I think so, too.
I think both of them will.
Because here's the thing. Like, who's starting for the Giants on Sunday?
Oh, damn. Drew Lock.
Okay. And it could have been Tim Boyle.
Yes.
And last week it was Tommy DeVito.
Yes.
So, like, you know.
Both of those guys are.
The league needs quarterbacks.
Yes, exactly.
There's not as much of a supply as there is a demand. So if they want to play, they'll be able to play. I just don't know in what capacity. All right. So the college football playoff starts on Friday. Indiana is at Notre Dame. I was listening to the College Football Game Day podcast. A great point made. It's not very often that a first happens to Notre Dame.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, there has not been playoff games for very long. This is the first year that there's been playoff games on campus. But for Notre Dame to be hosting a playoff game,
awesome.
That's really cool.
Awesome.
That's going to be a really cool atmosphere.
It's going to be a good game, too.
I think it's going to be a good game
and everything like that. But, yeah, I mean, that's always a thing that I look forward to was, now, I didn't want Georgia to have to play a home game in Athens.
Right.
I wanted to get by.
Yeah,
but at the same time, you know, just the mix and the cross match. If you're saying Texas and Clemson ain't never played.
They've never played.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's going to be right. That matchup right there. I don't know how often SMU's played a Penn State or somebody like that. That's another funny, crazy matchup.
It is.
And so, yeah, I mean, in no way in hell should Boise State be a number three seed.
No.
But they are.
Boise State and Arizona State both don't have to play this weekend because they got byes because the system was made poorly.
Yes.
They'll fix it.
Yeah.
But not this year. That's what's happening this year.
Yeah.
And Notre Dame and Indiana, I don't know. Like, I'll be honest, I don't know a ton about who's rivals with who and all that kind of stuff. You kind of know about your school and who their rivals are and all that. I just assumed because they're close to each other, they're in the same state, maybe there'd be some sort of rivalry.
No.
There isn't.
No.
Like, there's no vitriol seemingly between Indiana and Notre Dame at all.
Yeah, because Notre Dame looks at Indiana like Indiana football.
In football.
Yeah.
And they should.
Yeah.
And I think Indiana kind of views themselves because they're such a basketball school and they've had so much success.
Indiana's still considered a basketball school.
Yeah, and they take no backseat to anybody as far as that goes.
Right.
I know it's been a while since they've won, but I mean they won.
Mike Woodson still the coach?
I think so. I think he is. But so they don't really look at themselves as a little brother to Notre Dame.
Right.
In football, sure, but they have never really cared about football. They've never been good at football before, so this is a first for them. They've always viewed themselves as a basketball school.
Were y'all, was the football team good when you were there? No.
Who'd you have? Were you like Tevin Coleman, or you're a little older than that?
Unfortunately not.
Who? Anybody of note?
Yeah, Randall. Yeah, L.
Randall L.
No, L's my age. L's my age.
He's a little bit before me.
Ah, so you were post Randall L.
Yeah, L's my age.
He was good.
Yeah.
So he had nothing.
Nothing.
Nope.
Damn.
All right. We got John L. Smith fired from Michigan State. That was.
Oh, you beat. Okay,
yeah,
you guys beat Michigan State.
Yeah, you beat him.
All right. But anyway, that's a fun one. Weather's supposed to be real bad.
Where?
Like in Notre Dame. Supposed to be like somewhere between 22 and 25, 50% chance of snow.
But that's Indiana.
Exactly.
So they play in
You
said it Monday when we were out of Vegas. Like, that's this thing about, and I think it was just me you talking out there. Like, everybody wants this weather. Like, people don't think that Tennessee, if it's cold in Ohio State. What?
Do people know where Knoxville is?
What?
It's not in South Florida.
Do you know how that team is built?
Knoxville's
They got the best running back in the conference.
They do.
And they got one of the best pass rushers, best defensive lines in the country.
They got the trenches.
Yes. Tennessee,
they got great trenches.
Man, you're crazy thinking that Ohio State is going to ramrod Tennessee. No, sirree.
Just go look at the Ohio State roster and where a lot of their best guys are from. They're not from Columbus, Ohio.
No, they're not.
They're from South of the Sun Belt.
Yeah, man.
They are from sunny, warm weather places. So, yeah, I don't know. I get people wanting to see teams that don't normally play in bad weather playing them, but I don't think that's going to be the be-all, end-all of the game. I think Penn State's going to beat SMU because Penn State has better trench play. They've got better lines of scrimmage.
Right.
They've got NFL players on their D-line, and they've got two really good running backs and a really good offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think SMU can make that game interesting because Penn State loves to play close football games.
For some reason.
And they got that quarterback over there, Kevin Jennings,
He's
chaotic.
I mean, I think that's why they're so good, because how he plays.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If the chaos turns into success, they can hang with anybody.
Yeah.
If the chaos turns into turnovers, which sometimes it does, then Penn State might smoke.
You think this has a blowout chance?
Mm-mm. I don't think Penn State will blow them out.
Okay.
Penn State just, I mean, I don't know, man. I just James Franklin's going to have to win a game like this for me to think they're going to blow anybody out. I think Penn State will win.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, what would a blowout be? Like three touchdowns?
Yeah.
No.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. Penn State's favored by 8.5. I wouldn't be surprised at all if SMU keeps it within a touchdown. Like, I think Penn State's going to beat them, but, I mean, how can you trust James Franklin
in the game
in big games to dominate?
That's a great point.
You know?
That's a great point. But, I think that the most interesting one of the weekend is definitely, obviously, you know, Ohio State in Tennessee because
they're
I hate this word because it's always pressure. But, like, there's nobody under more than Brian Day.
Nope.
Nobody more. And he got a
There's no other team that if they lose, they're going to fire their coach.
Yeah. And Tennessee can go in there and beat them.
They can.
And that's why you might hear about this game tomorrow. Either way. But I'm just saying, Tennessee can go in there and beat them. And if Nico throws the ball well, Tennessee will beat them.
Mm-hmm.
If Nico throws the ball well, Tennessee will beat Ohio State.
Because that's actually something to consider with the weather. Because Nico's a California kid who has not probably played in a cold weather environment maybe in his entire life.
Right.
He also has struggled to complete passes this year as well. So that's something that does affect it sometimes. Your hands get cold, you know, harder to grip it and all that. Now, I would suggest, even if they were playing in a dome, hand it to Dylan Sampson a lot.
I would do that, too.
Give it to that guy.
He needs 25.
Because that guy's the best running – outside of Ashton Jenty, like, that guy's the best running back in the college football playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Give him 25.
Hand him the ball and let him go.
Give him 25.
And let your defense try to win this game.
Get him 25.
Because here's the thing about it. Is like, I think the teams are evenly matched anyway. Obviously, it's an 8-9 matchup. But the stress factor – is all on Ohio State.
Oh, no doubt.
This game, like,
no doubt.
Say Tennessee's up like 17-14 midway through the third quarter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's
Ohio State's going to
get tied.
The pucker factor is going to be all time. And that's what happened against Michigan. Remember? It was just a close game, and then they turtled. They had zero first downs the final 20 minutes of that game.
Because
Ohio State's quarterback shrinks.
I know we're going to talk about all this tomorrow, but we'll be at Twin Peaks of Kennesaw. Like, all of us will be at Twin Peaks, Kennesaw.
We're all going to be there.
Yeah, we're all
the shows.
All the shows are going to be up there.
Even before the place opens, we're going to be broadcasting live from Twin Peaks,
Kennesaw. Are they going to make Squid Billy and Mike and Tiff sit outside?
I hope so.
Are they going to make Squid Billy and them sit outside?
I think we should. Like, we're talking cold weather games.
Yeah.
Like, they should have
They should be in the elements.
We were cold in Vegas. It was chilly in Vegas. Now, we were in a cabana with a heater. Come on.
Let's do the elements.
Tell the story.
Squid Billy wants to be out there. Squid,
He's tough.
He's tough.
Yeah. He's built for it.
Yeah, man. But no, I'm just thinking, like, if Quinn Ewers struggles, do they go with Arch?
Quinn Ewers is banged up, didn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know what to think about Clemson.
I don't either.
They shouldn't even be here.
I honestly don't know what to think of them.
What are you even doing here? But you're here. You might as well do something. By the way, their quarterback, Klubnik, from there.
I know.
Westlake.
Quinn Ewers played state championship games.
Yeah. He's kind of a homecoming for him.
Yeah, they played against each other. So.
I think he's the key. Like, if he has a good game, which he can do at times, they got some good receivers. They're all young. If Klubnik plays good, man, it's going to be hard because Texas's defense is legit.
Yes.
I don't think Clemson's going to be able to run the ball, so that's going to be hard. But if Klubnik plays well, I don't know. I just don't – Texas is a good team, but I don't think they're special. And I've been saying that.
I think they're special.
I know Carl's mad at me still for saying that. I don't think they're special. I think they have a special defense, but I think as a team, I don't think overall they're special. But neither's Clemson.
They should beat the hell out of Clemson.
They should. You think they will?
I don't.
They don't beat the hell out of anybody. All right. Jay Rogers is going to join us next. He's the Falcons defensive line coach. We're going to find out what's all gone into the sack production since the bye week. Everything defensive line related with Jay Rogers after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What it is, Atlanta. Happy Trivia Thursday.
Happy Trivia Thursday to all the 92.9 The Game listeners out there. And now,
welcome back, Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir.
Whoop! 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour as we continue to look ahead to what's going to be a great football weekend. Obviously, college football playoffs starts on Friday. Three more games on Saturday. Falcons-Giants on Sunday. Smoking Joe Patrick's going to join us at 1:20 as well. Our 92.9 The Game Falcons insider. 1240 on Thursdays has become the segment where we chat with different members of the Falcons coaching staff. Today's member of the Falcons coaching staff that joins the midday show is defensive line coach Jay Rogers. Coach, how are you?
Coach.
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, man. Appreciate the time. Just wanted to start with the way that the line's been playing since the bye week. I mean, five sacks, four sacks, 3 weeks in a row has really been great to see. What's been different?
You know, I think we're playing better. You know, I think rush and coverage always works together. Yes. It's been like that since the beginning of time. Yes. And, you know, we're putting some guys in some good spots. They're executing really well, and they're just playing four as one, along with the secondary doing a good job covering in the back end.
Hey, Coach, I know that, you know, everybody knows who Grady and, you know, and guys like that, David Onyemata and everything like that, the veterans and everything. But last game, Coach, the young players stepped up. And talk about the development of Zach Harris and Malone and also getting Ruka Rural back.
I mean, it's great to see multiple people have production. You know, Zach's safety was outstanding, obviously assisted by Street on the other side of that play, and D'Lo coming alive two times, and there was another quarterback hit that people don't talk about very much, and he had a great game too. But, you know, it takes everybody, you know, not just one guy can dominate all the time, because they're going to start doubling that guy, but right. To have more than one guy to be able to feature has been really good the last few weeks.
I know it's week 16, so I'm sure everybody's banged up and dealing with different stuff, but guys are playing, and it feels like, maybe I'm wrong about this, but it feels like this is about as healthy as your group has been in terms of availability for the majority of the season.
We've had a couple bumps and bruises along the way, but, you know, going from the beginning of the year, that's why we kept so many guys on the roster. We felt like we had a deep group and guys who could play at a high level. And so, you know, obviously TQ Graham has been on IR. Rook did some time with the injuries, but you know, the guys just step up and play. And, you know, I love the room. The room plays hard. They play for each other. And there's a lot of just plug and play. Guys have a lot of versatility. And so if something were to happen in some way, shape, or form, you know, we just, hey, you just move to this spot and here we go.
Hey, Coach, whenever we have coaches on, we always got to look at the bio and everything. And obviously we saw you went to Indiana. They played quarterback.
Yes.
You went to Indiana and played quarterback. All right. So
I did.
Being a quarterback, how did you become a defensive line coach?
Well, that's a long story, but I was in Denver, and I was an assistant defensive line coach in 2011, and then our D-line coach at that time was starting to think about retirement and said, hey, you know, I'm going to retire here pretty soon, and is this something you want to do? And, of course, I was like, hell yeah, I'll do this.
Right.
And I had coached prior to that time. I had coached primarily, you know, quarterbacks, receivers, mm-hmm. and did a little bit of secondary in my first 2 years of Denver. And we just grinded for about 6 to 8 months. He gave me the room in terms of installing the defense, and then we just grinded on technique. And then when it came to the spring in May, I believe, he retired. And that's not usually the hiring cycle in right. The NFL. The hiring cycle in the NFL is February. With it, Wayne Nunnally, my mentor, he retires in May. And then obviously John Fox, John Elway at that time decided to keep me in that same role with Jack Del Rio as a defensive coordinator. And so away we went with it. And we kicked ass that first year in 2012. And next thing you know, I'm in this role. And I've enjoyed every bit of it. You know, it's unique because it usually doesn't happen in that way. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I love coaching the front. Their personalities are awesome. Tough guys. I mean, the tough guys are always on the front lines, right?
Yes, they are.
So, and that's just my mentality as well as, you know, I just enjoy it. And it's been a great ride so far.
That was a hell of a defensive line, Coach.
Well, that was in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
the
next year. That was with Vaughn and Derek Wolfe and all them, right?
Yeah, it was a good run right there in Denver. 12, 13, 14, yeah. Derek Wolfe, Malik Jackson.
Yeah, Malik Jackson, yeah.
You know, Elvis Dumervil, yeah. DeMarcus Ware was in that group, Von Miller. We had a great group. And then, you know, even going to Chicago, you know, drafting Eddie Goldman and Akeem Hicks and Khalil Mack and Leonard Floyd come along the way. You know, there's been some good football players that have been involved during my career.
Still sore playing against
Enjoyed coaching them.
Yeah, I'm still a little sore for playing them damn lines. Because I'm
everybody's sore.
Gracious.
How's your hands then? Is we got crooked fingers and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, they're raggedy, man. Having to tussle with them, with Vaughn, with Doomerville and DeMarcus, and then Vaughn came along. But yeah, Derek Wolfe was the one, though. He was a damn wild man of that five technique.
Yeah, he's a tough guy now. Yeah. I mean, this guy loves hitting people. He loves waffling offensive linemen.
Yeah.
Jay Rogers, the Falcons defensive line coach, joining us on the midday show. See, that was great. That was a walk down memory lane, and that was a lot of fun. Let me ask you, since obviously, you know, you guys are going up against each other in practice and all that, there's been a quarterback change this week. What does Michael Penix do to make life on defenses so difficult?
You know, I mean, what this guy does, and I don't watch him closely, you know, I'm really focused on my guys, but, you know, he's trying to, during the past few weeks, simulate the offense for the defensive team. That's what has been his role.
Right.
And to have a guy be able to pinpoint pass, you know, to these receivers and running backs and run a simulated offense for our opponent, you just see how important it is to him to perform. And, you know, I don't want to go into the things that I see good or bad or anything, but, you know, he's a professional. He's done everything we've asked him to do in terms of preparing our defense to play in the past few weeks. And, mm-hmm. you know, like Raheem has said, we're going to support all of our players that are playing.
Right.
Let me ask you a quick one about Indiana, because I know you played quarterback there for a couple years in the playoff Friday night against Notre Dame. How big of a football game is this for that football program and the history?
I think it's a pretty big game. I think all of the cream and crimson across the United States can be glued into that television, including me. I'll have my shoes, my hat, my sweatshirt on. The equipment manager sent me some stuff during the preseason.
There we go.
And, yeah.
You know, I'm not one of those bandwagon fans who's just jumping on. You know, this comes from the heart.
Yeah,
you know,
so there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you know, we have another IU alum working for the Falcons, and Chris Lee works in the on the Mercedes-Benz, and so we're always talking about the Hoosiers. But I've watched them all year. They've done a great job. You know, Coach Signetti's done a great job with that guy, those guys. What you see is you just see a bunch of tough guys out there just willing themselves to win, and they play so sound football. It's fun to watch. Can't wait for, was it Friday, correct?
Yeah, Friday night.
Friday night.
That's right. We'll be ready. Friday Night Lights. Let's go.
Coach, we appreciate the time.
Appreciate you so much, Coach.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Falcons defensive line coach Jay Rogers spending some time with us. Interesting story, like we said. We're just kind of looking him up. It's like, oh, this guy played quarterback in Indiana. How do you become a D-line coach?
But
he explains it. Kind of fun to have that perspective, too.
Yeah, like, because you see a lot of them, like, I mean, you know, because I'm telling you, that D-line was rough.
Oh, yeah, that Broncos D-line?
Oh, dude, they were just like, damn.
Yeah, yeah. No, and they got decimated by injuries mm-hmm. late in that Super Bowl run that they went on. The Seahawks ended up beating them. I don't know what it was, but it was a big score.
Yeah.
That game wouldn't have been like that if all those guys would have been available. Yeah, they were with, I think, Vaughn didn't play in that game. Some of those guys on the interior didn't play in that game.
Yeah, they were some damn rough riders. But, yeah, Friday night at 8. What was that from? I got a date. Friday at night at 8. And it's soon. Oh, Matty Professor. Yeah, that's what it was. I got a date. Friday night at 8.
That's what time it is.
It's so great.
It is going to be great.
Great.
It's going to be great.
Miss Purdy.
That's when the So the college football playoff starts, and I think Coach, I mean, obviously he's going to have his Indiana gear on.
Is Abe going to have his Indiana gear on?
Does Abe have Indiana gear?
How could you not have some gear?
Well, because Abe's busy because the Florida plays earlier that night.
Do you have
Florida
more,
plays in the Gasparilla Bowl, so Abe's busy.
Do you think Abe has more Florida gear or Indiana gear?
Definitely more Florida gear.
You have an Indiana shirt represents your damn school.
I have some Indiana gear. I have more Florida gear. I'm going to be on a plane.
Oh.
During the game.
Well, they got TVs. Most
better.
Unless you're flying Frontier or something like that.
It's my good friends at Delta. So we
Yeah, Delta's
be
got you covered. TVs? You'll be good on
there
Delta.
There you go. Get ready for his cruise.
There's going to be, I mean, if you're just tuning in and you're not a Notre Dame fan, you're tuning in, you're like, all right, I'd like to see Indiana win this game.
Yeah.
Nobody likes Notre
Dame. Nobody likes Notre Dame. Unless you went to Notre Dame
or you somehow got tricked into rooting for them by a family member or something like
that.
Because not everybody that roots for Notre Dame went to Notre Dame.
Well, let me explain how many people that go to Indiana root for Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
I would think.
That's
it's
what I've heard.
Crazy
right.
amount.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of Indiana fans root for Indiana in basketball and
Notre Dame in football. That's so foul.
But you got to switch back for this.
That's
right?
So foul.
That is pretty foul.
It's never been a problem before, Randy.
Right, it's never come up.
It's never come up.
They've literally played twice since 1958. They're in the same state, and Notre Dame can play whoever they want because they're not in a conference and they pick their own schedule. I guess there's no reason to pick Indiana. But you just thought, like, between 1958 and now. They played once in 1991 and once in 1958.
Yeah.
And Indiana has only won one time at Notre Dame Stadium. They've only beat them one time in Notre Dame. It was in 1898.
Got it.
That's
a while ago.
But history repeats itself sometimes.
I'm looking at Nick Saban.
127 years ago.
Nick Saban is 292-71-1. Who was that? Was that tie against LSU?
Oh, I don't know. Who did they tie?
I think it was LSU.
I bet that irritates him. Because you can't even tie anymore, you know?
Like, yeah. Just like, ugh.
I just Googled Alabama football tie. All I get is Amazon.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get a necktie. Well, maybe get Mike Johnson one for Christmas. Yeah. That'd be nice.
All right,
we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day here to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. You know what the big story of the day is. The Falcons made a switch at quarterback. Talk about what it might look like on Sunday as Michael Penix makes his first ever start in the NFL. Smoke and Joe Patrick's going to join us at 1:20 as well. He's a big Ohio State fan.
Yes. Joe is an Ohio State troll.
Get his thoughts on the Tennessee-Ohio State game. Of course, a lot of Falcons conversation with him as well. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with the final hour after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.